7 of 9 in her new GLS 46A Series Battle Suit is nearly as good as the Cleon T-Class Battlecruiser Mega Design.
It's GLS 46B, you noob. Get your battle suits right.
All right, adventurers. I have a real challenge for you Rollmasters out there. Get your dice ready. My new Gyvamera Nightmare will scare your pants off.
I'm so excited. I'm so happy. I can't wait to get down to the adventure and roleplay my Super Evo Psychodrama Paladin Phoenix Justice.
Can someone explain the diverse mechanics of Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, the SAM?
I started when I was 6 years old, I guess, and it was called Tactical Studies Rules. They printed 1,000 copies of it, thinking they'd probably never sell the first 1,000 copies. Well, as you know, history as it is, they sold those 1,000 copies in about a week. And there was a huge demand for them. They did another print run, and within a year, they had sold 1,000,000 copies. Back then, that was the closest thing to an interactive game you really had, and so it was really cool, and I loved all the pictures that were in the book. I think the visuals bring people in. When people initially see the visuals, then they want to know more. Then you get something like the Monster Manual, and you get to like read about 200 different creatures. You get a big, huge table, a lot of paper, maybe a hexagonal map. You might have a little metal figurine that represents your character, you know, where they are on the hexagonal map. And you have a Dungeon Master. Dungeon Master in D&D is basically God of that world, of that game.
They sold the first copies in 2 weeks, not one, Munchkin. Man, I'm still 1337.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Good explanation. Let's get our dice rolling and character sheets flowing. Does everyone have their voice ready?
No.
Okay, then. Well, you are currently around an open table in the mystical town of Garbalda, and you are enjoying a goblet of bloodline. Since it gives you +2 to your threat rolls, Big McStrong Huge is drinking Alagon Elvindel, Elvish Wine.
I'll say, okay, campaign's going to start in a tavern. You're in a tavern. You're all sitting at a table. So now you imagine the six of you are in this tavern. He describes to the tavern and who's in the tavern.
Only the Dungeon Master may create the fantasy world.
You mean sick and tired of your BS Big McStrong who draws the eel?
Gentlemen, stop your quarrel! We are adventurers and ill-forgiving sons! This is a metaphor of a Christian knife!
Okay, you see a burly man in front of you. He sports a club and wears fine. El Vertalas Vindromana Silks. He recognizes that you are mighty adventurers and asks you to save gold mines from some orcs.
And so then you either say yay or nay. Do you trust this guy? Is it a trap?
No.
Let us trust this forward man.
He says in a deep and thunderous voice,
you must travel far and wide on the path of Aetulio! But beware for goblins! Very well, we leave. But first we must have your lore of the land. Grant us your godly power, charge for the sorcerers.
Your world is but one of many realms. One of them the fourth Satan man called Pathworld, ruled by an immortal who has crowned himself emperor. Now he seeks a new world to conquer and save.
The dungeons are really fun because you run into traps and you run into places where there's like 4 doors that you're told up front that like 3 of them are the wrong way to go and you've got to figure out how to pick the right one. But there's only 1 clue in the room that will show you what the right one is, but you have to figure out yourself what that clue in the room is. You have to start asking the dungeon master, so what does this look like? What does that look like? And then you have to envision it in your head. And then after you envision it in your head, and then, you know, hopefully you come up with a solution. Or you walk through the wrong door, and you find that you're falling through a bottomless pit that never ends, and you'll be falling for eternity.
Okay. Okay. You get on your stallions and get to the vile pass of Elphinor, but you smell orc.
Fendemir, Corey, for men of Arul Nariorn. And Elvish for let's kick some orc ass.
I inspect the cliff tops for enemies. Do I see any orc?
Burly, muscular orc. Dive down from the cliffs and use their range affinity. Check. To assault you with more ghoul axes.
That's impossible. It's case on page 143, paragraph 3, second verse, fourth word of the Dungeon Bible, that orcs may only use their range affinity check during Blood Moon Eve. And by the looks of it, it's still daylight.
I gotta consider everything, you know, because the Dungeon Master's thought all these things out, or he'll modify things as you play the game and trick you, because it's really a game where you have to use your mind.
Well, it is nighttime. A time stop spell! Inverted the timetable! Enough!
You will lose your life and your soul.
Very good, heroes. You have defeated the orcs. Do you want to question the bleeding beast?
Stand and fight! Your side so free to attack my fire.
We should let the Morgul know. He did not hit us with an Ethereal Blade.
That's right, Justice. He's a good soul. We should let loose his animal spirit upon the wild. Be free of orc!
You're a coward, sorcerer.
While you are arguing, the orc uses the One Ring and teleports out of there.
We move out into the dark evil mines, my holy steel guiding the way.
Very well. You enter a grim, frostbitten tundra of mines and are frightened by the evil singing of beetles in the night. An echo rings through the tunnels like a fire in the pits of El Diablo.
I'm scared.
No need to fear, Phoenix. The tunnel is too narrow for a trap to be set. It states this clearly on page 116, paragraph 3, third line up from the bottom, third syllable of the Adventurer's Guidebook.
There's this great thing I always love to pull on people in dungeons, which is called a mimic. And what it looks to you like when you walk up to it is a treasure chest. So you're like, oh, that's cool. And so you're going to go and open the treasure chest. And when you go to open it, the treasure chest actually comes alive, and the arms come out of the side of the chest. And then the eye and the mouth actually opens, you know, and the mimic tries to actually bite you.
Come with me.
We follow Charge Bolt, yes we do!
You enter a game-smelly dungeon filled with...
There's offshoots, green slime, gray ooze, there's skeletons, there's gnomes.
The weird fungus.
No. You enter a dark, smelly dungeon filled with slime and come across a slime dragon named Yitzhwakamarak Ilvendonrak Varman Asistinzak. The dragon screams.
You have red dragons, you have gold dragons, you have black dragons, you have chromatic dragons. I mean, there's so many, it's impossible to list them all.
And for Demon Sorcerer, his power comes from the souls of vanquished warriors. Mortal men and women defending your old world.
Your Egyptian castle, get down on your knees and shut my cup, you fucking monkey boy. You have my bitch upon you. I pawn you 1337 style.
I activate my cell phone and sneak around the dragon's butt and stab him in the butt with my club!
Well, that would make you a thief, because thieves need to be agile. They need to be able to get behind you so they can backstab. They need to do lots of different things.
Hold on a second, noobs. It strictly says in the Stormblight and Gorgon that you may only execute one action for a combat round. DM, you should look at his character sheet. You probably cheated on it.
You don't have to look at my character sheet. I did not!
I smell a munchkin. I smell a munchkin.
I'm going to kill you!
Knock him out!
Knock him out!
Knock him out!
Not only is he lifted several feet off the ground, but the tailgate of a parked truck becomes the cushion he lands on. At this point, there is no question. This fight is over.
What you're about to face is actually more important than
mortal men and women.
He's right. Let's brutalize this dragon for 2 days.
Good one, bro. I'll use my plus fine dragon's bane to thwart. This is their chief. This guy's the killer. This is my own. He's motion. The dragon spins around. And a cone of vicious gas overwhelms the strapping young lad, Bradley Bravehammer, who is reduced to bloodline. Your character is dead. You cease to exist. You have been abolished from Advanced Dungeons and Dragons. You are no more. I control this world and say you are dead.
No! My character! I'm only mortal!
I don't think so.
Okay. Your lightning bolt spell singes the dragon's butt, and he explodes in a cacophony of color and sludge. Congratulations, adventurers. You have defeated the dragon.
Great thing with D&D is it's like real life. If your character survives an adventure, you get experience points for a certain number of them. As you get more experience, the level of your character increases. As you learn more things, the level of you goes up so that you can do something greater the next time.
I checked the thought for a magical sunrays or tomes. I search his posed beyond.
Treasure chest. Treasure chest. Treasure chest.
Now, this is the hardest part of Advanced Dungeons and Dragons. You must abandon your corporal presences and return your original psychographic personas.
We must embrace reality. We must abandon treasure. We must not battle dragons. We are magical.
My dominions are well known to me, Sorcerer. The Great Tournament was too much responsibility. That's why you left the temple and ran away, isn't it?
Come on, Chris. Stop role-playing. Let's go to bed. I'm shot.
We'd have, like, a group of 6 guys that would play that game, like, pretty much every night after school and every night, every, like, all through the weekend, we'd have, like, sleepover parties.
I'm sorry.
I fear a demon has entered our world from the real D&D world. We must stand to fight one more day.
He is coming through the astral world.